Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad and today is Tuesday, 25th of March, and here are the top things to know before market opens. With markets continuing its bull run for the sixth straight day, trends in the GIFT Nifty signal a good start for Indian markets once again today, amid a strong global handover. Yesterday, both the Nifty and Sensex surged past key levels, reaching their highest levels in 2 months. The Nifty has now turned positive for the year, rising 1,700 points from its March lows. With this recovery, at least 25 Nifty stocks have now turned positive on a year-to-date basis. The broader markets also continued to witness sustained buying interest, with the Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices rising 1% each. The key factor driving the domestic market is the return of FII flows after a prolonged period of selling. Yesterday, we saw that the FIIs bought about 3,055 crore rupees in the cash markets, while DIIs also helped in the lending hand and bought stocks which was worth about 98 crore rupees. Experts now believe that since the index has made a good start for the week and is now just 150 points away from its previous swing high of 23,800, this is the crucial zone for further upward movement. Experts now believe that since the index made a good start to the week and is now just 150 points away from the previous swing high of 23,800, it is crucial for the further upward movement. If the index decisively surpasses this zone, it can negate the lower highs, lower lows formation and open doors for 24,000 and 24,200 levels. However, 23,400 is expected to act as a support zone for the index. Moving on, let's take a quick look at what stocks will be in focus today. First up is Restaurant Brands Asia, as the Burger King India operator launched its QIP with a floor price of the QIP set at 62 rupees per share. Second, shares of Easy Trip Planners will be in focus as the firm acquired 4.4 acres in Bangalore with a gross development value of nearly 950 crore rupees. Thirdly, Hyundai Motor shares will be in focus after the company announced an investment of 694 crore rupees to establish a new tooling center in India that will be dedicated to the manufacturing of stamping tools and panel production for vehicles. The next stock in focus will be GIC Housing Finance, as the firm approved the appointment of Sachindra Salvi as Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer. The next stock that will be in focus, that is your Rail Vikas Nigam, as the company has emerged as the lowest bidder for a central railway project which is worth about 115 crore rupees. The next stock that will be in focus will be Britannia Industries, as the company's operations at its plant in Gujarat have been partially affected due to a strike that commenced on March 24. The company is in continuous discussion with workers to resolve the situation amicably. At present, the impact of this event is being assessed and the company is managing demand through available resources. And finally, banking and non-banking stocks will be in focus after the Reserve Bank of India has introduced new priority sector lending guidelines, which is set to take effect from next month onwards. The revised norms increase loan limits, expand the eligibility criteria and enhance the PSL targets for banks, which is aimed to improve credit flow to key sectors of the economy. Moving on, let's shift focus and see what the global cues are presenting before us. If you look at overnight, all major averages of the Wall Street have gained. The Dow Jones jumped about 500 points, the S&P 500 added 1.7%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite gained about 2%. Asia-Pacific markets also started the day on a positive note as Wall Street gained overnight on hopes that US President Donald Trump tariffs could be softer than expected. Australia's S&P 200 climbed 0.5%, while Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 gained nearly 1%. If you look at the commodities market, oil prices gained about 1% after Donald Trump said he will be imposing a 25% tariff on countries that will buy oil and gas from Venezuela. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Ajay Srivastav, CEO of Dimensions Corporate, sharing his market outlook. Do tune in.
For taking I think people who lost out the opportunity to book profits in the mutual fund will book profit at this point of time. Whenever the recovery happens, and that's going to be the key element of this recovery, is going to be there'll be Indians selling this time to book the profits. If they're sitting on losses, they'll try to get out of it. If they're booking, got profit, they'll book. So I think we'll see a very reverse psychology happening here today, that if even if I start to buy vigorously, in the next 300, 400 points, if the index goes up, you will see substantial amount of selling coming through post March 31st. You know, March 31st is a tax issue, so nobody can do anything except book losses and reduce the tax liability. But people who got profits are unlikely to book the profit by March 31st. Come April 1st, the tax dynamics will change for the retail industry market, because then you got a whole year to worry about the tax and liability, etc. So I think we will see definitely at every big rally, we will see selling in the market. There is no doubt about it. Leave aside the macro. I think the important element is going to be a very domestic economy of India. You saw the Indian exports have fallen dramatically at this point of time. Well, it goes into the employment. If the tariff barriers come down, it's going to affect us a lot, particularly the auto industry. You've seen how BYD has changed the economics and dynamics of the electric car industry. Suddenly, you know, there's no company in India which is at peace today, thanks to what's happened to the electric car tariff reduction at this point of time. So I think we are in a very dynamic stage. Capital market stocks, I think we'll see stability. There have been a good run-up in the 2-3 years, whether it is the asset management companies, whether it was the stock exchanges. I think we saw very good run-up, phenomenal run-up. In fact, BSE's run-up was almost 5 times in the last 2 years or so. So there is a pause to this one. But look at the brighter side. And I think that look at the brighter side is people who are not invested coming into the market today come at a healthy level at this point of time. So don't worry about, I think, you know, the key takeaway from this whole thing to everybody is, don't have FOMO ever in this market. Market gives you a chance to get in, relax, chill, book your profits, enjoy your life is the most mantra. Put everything in paper money. It shows it's paper money at the end of the day.
Thanks for tuning in to Market Minutes. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time, same place. Do stay tuned.